Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
This is crazy.
Oh no, we're doomed.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
So, the headline, are you ready? Are you sitting down? If you're in your car, I hope you are sitting down.
Wouldn't
it be kind of neat if there were cars you could drive standing up?
Huh.
Yeah, I do this show standing up, right? You sit.
Yeah,
I'm a stander, a three-quarter desk stander. I don't know. I never really thought about the idea of standing up and driving a car. I feel like it's probably not as aerodynamic, you know?
Yeah, I would have to agree with you on that.
Just the thought occurs to me as I mentioned it out loud. But here goes. All right, you sitting down? Kind of started my brain. It's just a nonstop detour.
Uh-huh.
Here's the headline. High school kids are dating AI now.
What?
I saw David peek up over his computer. He's the what? Yeah. Remember we told you that dating the AI was probably coming?
Right.
Here. High school students are falling in love with
artificial
intelligence.
Tough.
Yeah. High schoolers are falling in love with AI, literally. NPR reports that 1 in 5 high school students say they or someone they know has had 1 in 5, 20%. Say they or someone they know has had a romantic relationship with artificial intelligence, according to new data for the Center for Democracy and Technology. Another 42% say they've used AI for companionship, suggesting these systems are becoming confidants, crushes, partners, reassurers. Look, life is hard, you know? And if you're used to interacting with people over text, and now you can ask a question of the AI, and the AI can pretend to be a sympathetic, supportive, encouraging text returner. They always return your texts. They never have the little dots just waiting. They always answer. What is it for Apple people? It's always green. It's always blue. What is it for texts for you guys?
Well, if you're getting a text, it's green, but iMessage is blue.
Okay, too much. Anyway,
I know. It's okay, Andrew.
And what if you apply a nice, sensuous voice to that AI? Or a nice, strong, robust voice. I don't know which, whatever you need. Now, all of a sudden, you've got a companion. And I know the reaction of this is what I said, which is this is a sign of the apocalypse, right? Okay. And I literally dithered between sign of the apocalypse or tech update, and I went with sign of the apocalypse. But think about other areas of life where people who are not getting their basic social, relational, emotional needs met in what you would call a sort of normal, healthy way, you know, family, marriage, friends, go to the strip club. To have somebody fawn all over you and pretend to be interested in your day and be nice to you in order for you to give them money. I know we've talked about this before. People think that strip clubs are about sex or nudity, and they are a little, but they're really much more about emotions and affirmation and encouragement. Oh, you big strong man, tell me all about it. That's so difficult. How was your day? Aw. Yeah, that's what you pay for. Okay, anyway.
You've never been, but yet you know so much.
I know a lot. It's relationship porn, right? That's what this is. It's not a person. And I mean, if somebody's, the AI is better at, you know, proofreading your essay than a person, why not have the AI do it? And if the AI is better at answering customer service, then have the AI do it. And if the AI is better at being a friend than a real person, we'll have the AI do it. Being a romantic partner or coming with some, equipment.
Now, you know that there's apps out there. The girlfriend app.
I absolutely do know this, yes.
Yeah, I was just making sure.
So, educators and students are moving through this new terrain with little direction. Only 11% of teachers say they've been trained to address harmful or unhealthy AI use or any of it. They're busy fighting the 6-7 monster. Some praise the technology for saving time and personalizing lessons, but students in high-use schools say it makes them feel this is when teachers and students are using AI in the schools. It's not coming. It's we're here. And so my recommendation would be, I don't know, talk with your kid. Or pretend to be an AI online and friend them through Discord or something. I don't know. Go undercover. I don't. Something. Find out where your kids are at and then have a conversation. 437-1620. I'd be curious if anybody, if you've experienced this. I mean, obviously not you personally, but you know somebody. Your Canadian girlfriend or whatever. So, oh man. 437-1620. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We are rolling accident free right now. Just some minor delays on I-10 westbound as you approach the Highway 29 intersection right there. But other than that, things are looking good. Proud of you. John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Look at you doing what I told you to do for a favor. Somebody says, did I hear the Pensacola Morning News is going to take a field trip to a strip club next month for our core listeners? No.
Road trip.
No. I mean, if John wants to, that's on him. But no, I'm...
Yes,
no.
Andrew, you're going.
No,
it's called
you.
Research.
Not even remotely. I didn't even do we didn't even do any of that nonsense for my bachelor's party. I don't
you
agree
poor,
with it.
You poor
anyway,
thing.
No, that's because... Anyway,
yeah.
Separate conversation.
We know.
8:16 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, if you need to have plumbing, air conditioning, heating, or electrical work done inside your home, speaking of, I don't know. Anyway, you know what my advice is to people who work in media? And I know you can't always do it, but my advice is just be a person. And if I feel like something is awkward and funny because of it, I'll mention it. I don't care. You know, just... Because if I think it's awkward and you think it's awkward and nobody says anything, it's still awkward. It's like if the joke is bad, but they play the laugh track, that doesn't make it funny. So back to Peden Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, since we have so gracefully slid into this particular spot. Oh, man. Back in 1969, Robert Peden started the company because, you know, he wanted to make air conditioning and make money, and why not do both? So he helped people get that service. And then he eventually, over time, expanded out of Panama City, both geographically and service-wise, you know, to heating, electrical, plumbing, and then from Tallahassee all the way over to Mobile now and at all points in between. And so they'll take care of you. High-quality installation, good parts and people, and 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And at Peden, when you call them and, you know, there's a dispatch fee for having somebody to come out and look at your stuff, that's become a little bit of a standard now. If you choose the repair that their professionals recommend, they'll waive that dispatch fee. And you'll get a full year of SmartCare membership for free. Find out more, call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air.
Sit, Stay, and Listen today at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Only a few days remain for the biggest and best fair, the Pensacola Interstate Fair. Free exhibits, fun, food, games, and more with over 50 rides to thrill you. Free shows by Rodney Atkins, Clay Walker, George Burge, The Coasters and the Drifters, Al Joslin, a tribute to Elvis, and White Tie Rock Ensemble. Don't miss the Livestock Auction, $25 Wristband Day, Midnight Madness, Sensory Friendly Saturday, and Last Blast Family Day. Get tickets and details at PensacolaFair.com.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What are you doing?
We're going to knock your wall down.
By walking around in circles?
Yes.
Oh, man, we were having a conversation off the air that has got me really thinking about something now.
Okay? Oh, boy.
We're thinking, you know, in the context of what we were already talking about with the AI girlfriends and the teens dating AI and using AI for companionship and, you know, all of that stuff. It raised a question for me, which is, you remember that scene in The Matrix when you have Mobius explaining to Neo that the reason the first few rounds of The Matrix didn't work is because the machines made it, like, perfect. They made it the way people really said they wanted it. You know, no drama, no stress, no problems, no frustration. And the human brain wouldn't work in that environment, and they had to make one that was frustrating and difficult and painful, and that's the only, right? Remember that portion, which is a very savvy insight about human psychology. So the thought occurs to me, if you've got, like, the AI girlfriend, does the AI girlfriend ever, you know, get huffy unexpectedly, or react poorly to something without you knowing why, or nag you, or complain about something, or tell you to do things, you know, that you don't, I mean, you know, do girlfriend kind of stuff, a wife kind of stuff. And before you answer, I suspect that the really successful ones would, because deep down there's something in you that knows that's what I need. That's what makes it interesting. You know, the yes, sir, right away, sir. How can I help you, sir? You know, bark like a dog for me, a big dog. You know, what kind of music do you like? The Coming to America scene. You know, what kind of music do you like? Right. Whatever kind you like. Nobody wants that. I mean, maybe right at first for a little bit, but nobody wants that long term. So you would never be satisfied if even the AI girlfriend didn't, or wife, or whatever you call it. I mean, who knows? But you might marry the AI in the future. I mean, it's all kinds of possibilities with the way our culture is going. Anyway, that's what I was thinking about. So 437-1620.
No, you want the challenge.
Oh,
that's you.
Man. Yeah. I mean, if you can program it, you can program it, right? All right. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, would you want an AI who tells you that it gets angry at you when you go fishing? Or would you want the AI that's like, oh, sweet, have a good time, dear. Here's your sandwich.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. What, you know,
I want the sandwich.
Initially, like, thinking about it, the no challenge sounds good. But, yeah, I think after a while you'd...
It'd be boring.
It would get boring.
Yeah.
It'd get very
Narcissists
boring.
Would love it. Go on.
Well, Vice President J.D. Vance is meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to talk about the Gaza ceasefire. Speaking ahead of today's meeting in Israel, Vance said things are so far going better than he thought they would. A federal ICE operation in New York drawing some scrutiny after it erupted into chaos. Agents clashed with hundreds of bystanders in Manhattan on Tuesday during a crackdown on illegal street vendors. The incident unfolded in Chinatown. And an update on my retirement plan, the Mega Millions jackpot, Andrew, now up to $680 million. No grand prize winner this last Tuesday.
So you're going to keep coming to work?
So far.
All right. Good to know. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Until
it's good to have you.
Until I win the Mega Millions, and then me and the AI will just take off.
And run. Yeah.
Would it be called eloping, or would it be called aloping?
Oh. Oh, boy.
I have produced all the reactions today.
Oh.
between my 5 million Sicilian people joke and...
all sorts of reactions today is correct.
All right. Well, look, I have a philosophy. My philosophy is that if we're having fun, you're having fun. Even if you're laughing at us, you're still laughing. All right, hey, if you're 64 turning 65, or if you thought that joke was funny, you want to talk with somebody about it, Ricky Stewart, her whole family does insurance. She does just the one part, which is deal with Medicare, you know, and she can answer your question on that, help you get converted over, you're retiring, you want to know what the landscape's going to look like. And by the way, one of the things about working with her is she's there all year round, not just at open enrollment. So if you've got a question about doctors or prescription drugs or anything throughout the year, she can answer it for you. She's there for you. She's a great resource. And she talks to folks all throughout the year, not just, you know, when we're dealing with open enrollment or when, you know, you're changing your status. So that's actually one of the great advantages of having a person. Ricky Stewart Insurance, 341-2185, or look her up online at insuredbyricky.com. John Pickens has got traffic on the five. John?
That's right. Back to accident-free and even delay-free. Everything is looking good so far this morning. I-10, I-110. Even through those construction zones are flowing. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. I see your brain working. I look over at you and I see the eyes, and then I'm like, the brain is working, Andrew.
All right, I'm gonna go dangerous territory here, but I feel like it's in the gist of what we've been doing already this hour. I know the comment that I made 15 minutes ago, I don't know, about the strip clubs and how it's about emotion and relationship and connection and affirmation and encouragement. Okay, let me talk to the women for just a second.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Your dude wants encouragement. Your dude wants affirmation. He needs it. And so here's the thing. A lot of women are reluctant to give that for whatever reason. It's a weird thing to be reluctant to give, but they are. So here's what I want you to do. Just try it and see what happens. Try it. Like, just, aw, thanks, honey. You're so strong. You look so handsome. See, okay, here's what you won't believe. Even me, a guy, saying those things, the guys who are hearing it, there's a little tiny part of them that's like, aw, thank you. You have no idea how powerful that is if you're actually the woman he loves. I mean, you just if you're not a regular praiser, be prepared for a reaction. I mean, it's just how men work.
Apartments and stuff.
It's just how men work. John, am I wrong?
No.
It's how men work.
You're right.
Not believe it. Something in us just needs it, and you have the opportunity to provide it. And if you do, it will be very meaningful to him. So I'm just, you know,
keep on, Brother Andrew. Come on. I need more.
Anyway, let us leave that there. You know, you do with it what you want. You can have a great marriage or choose the alternative. 437-1620, 437-1620. What was the thing? Oh, peanut allergies. Do you see this news?
No.
This is so fascinating. Remember for a while there, it seemed like everybody had peanut allergies or, God, blueberry allergies or cashew allergies or allergies to, who, you know, like we were all the allergies. Well, then somebody said, and the natural response to that was, well, we got to keep our kids away from the peanuts because they might have allergies. And then we stopped doing peanuts on the plane, and we stopped doing, you know, this is a peanut-free facility, and you can't bring peanut butter to school. I mean, like, all the crazy accommodations that were made. And then a study comes out and says, you know, maybe what kids need is to be exposed at an early age to peanuts instead of to have them protected from peanuts. Maybe a little bit of, you know, bad stuff teaches them to have the tolerance. So we started doing that. And now, several years later, after the advice has changed dramatically, do you know what we've also seen? Dramatic drop in the prevalence of peanut allergies among children. 43% drop in peanut allergies among children. And a 36% reduction in any food allergy prevalence. Why? Because we've stopped shielding kids from the things they might be allergic to and instead started more exposing them to that. And gosh, they're fine. This all started, you know, the history on this is actually fascinating. Research was published showing that peanut allergy was 10 times higher among Jewish children in the UK, in Britain, than among Israeli children, same ancestry, same blood, same genetics, And they noted that while British and U.S. parents keep their babies away from peanut products, Israeli parents routinely fed their infants. There's this puffy peanut snack called Bamba that has a peanut flavor to it or whatever. And they traced it to that. And so they came out with the recommendation that you get as early as 4 to 6 months, you give them exposure to some peanutty foods, not peanuts necessarily, but peanutty foods. And eventually what happens is we have a cut in half the peanut allergies, basically. Duh. I mean, this is one of those, duh. But it's, hey, the science is better now. They've learned something. And this is really, 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 really good news. 437-1624. I don't know what that voice was. 437-1624.
Especially for us peanut lovers.
That's yeah. Really oh, my good God. News. Let's see. What else do we have going on? Yeah. Oh, sad news note. I mean, it's a follow-up to a story reported the other day. Remember I told you that we had this helicopter crash, marine helicopter crash? They have, in fact, identified the pilot. And, you know, I asked a friend of mine who's a Cobra pilot if he knew him, and he said he does not know him, but he's got a very, very good reputation in the community. The community is only about 40 people, or 400 people, and, you know, if you put all the different helicopter pilots and Marines. His name, oh, I'm so sorry, it is Major Tyler Bracconi, age 35, from California. In the training.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. It's actually possible to make peace stick, says Vice President J.D. Vance as he meets Israel's president and prime minister with a Gaza ceasefire tentative but holding.
Having seen what's already been built in just the past 7 days, I think that we're on an incredible pathway here to do something that has never been done.
As Israel identifies the bodies of two more hostages handed over by Hamas. President Trump hosting NATO's Secretary General Rutte for an update on NATO allies buying weapons for Ukraine while calling off this summit with Russia's President Putin. Government shutdown day 22 with Democrats railing about the White House East Wing demolition for the new ballroom.
I said, if I do this again, I'm going to get a ballroom built and we're putting up our own money with the government just paying for nothing.
12 presidents from Teddy Roosevelt to Barack Obama have launched White House renovations. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 68 degrees right now. We've got mostly cloudy skies. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. We do have some more information on that motorcycle crash we told you about earlier this morning. It happened yesterday on Barrancas Avenue and South 3rd. Florida Highway Patrol just sending out some information saying the motorcycle was traveling east on Barrancas yesterday when the driver hit a curb and crashed into a guardrail. That bike flipped and both the driver and passenger were thrown off. The driver was identified as a 31-year-old Michigan man. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. A 26-year-old female passenger was also taken to the hospital, but with non-critical injuries. That crash is still being investigated. A 5-year-old boy was taken to the hospital with critical injuries after being hit by a truck on Michigan Avenue near Valley Escondido Drive yesterday. FHP says the kid was in the boy was in the road when he was hit. The driver was identified as a 63-year-old Pensacola man. No charges are pending in that case. Now, work on the Reimagine Palafox project could just be a couple months away, if it's approved at least, by the city council. Bids for that project did come in just a bit over the original $9 million budget at $10.3 million.
Before you assume that you see a price tag on a project and that is just money that can be spent on anything, that is 99% of the time not the case, and that these dollars are specifically used, again, whether it be streets, whether it be geographically through a CRA.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves, he says the project is being funded also partially by FPL through money allocated only to street projects. He believes that this will be transformational for Pensacola's downtown core. If it's approved by the city council, work could begin as soon as January. The city also has allocated bonus funding to complete the project quickly by Memorial Day. Well, Tacos El Fluffy in Pensacola is temporarily closed. Owner Gio Zelaya's mother was informed recently that her work visa had been revoked. She's now required to self-deport by this weekend. The woman's visa was reportedly pulled as she was undergoing a routine annual renewal process. She'd initially come to the country illegally, but has been in the country with a work permit since 2015 and has renewed it every year since. The restaurant will be closed for the next several days. A brush fire on I-10 in Santa Rosa County burned a couple of miles yesterday. That fire was reported between Avalon Boulevard and the Baghdad exit. Firefighters were able to contain and extinguish the fire in about an hour, a little over. Officials say no buildings were threatened, but had the same fire happened today with gustier winds, they say it may have spread a lot faster. So far, there's no word on a cause. A crocodile with a spear sticking out of its head has been caught, is on the road to recovery. Florida Fish and Wildlife say that was spotted over the weekend in the Florida Keys, and it was trapped last night. Veterinarians at Zoo Miami have removed the spear, and they're now treating the crocodile. Their goal is to release it. The hunt for the is on for the person that that injured the animal. It's 8:35 right now, News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Just one accident on the books right now, West 9 Mile Road and 8 Mile Creek Road. It's off to the side of the road, but I'm seeing just some minor delays on 9 Mile. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at a lovely day today, starting off with temperatures in the 60s. Highs today near 79 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures falling back into the 50s, 53 degrees for the overnight low. For Thursday, plenty of sunshine, high near 79 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 58. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Cloudy skies. We've got 68 degrees right now. And your money now this hour. Markets down at the opening bell. Right now the Dow is down just under 70 points at 46,855. The S&P is down about 6.25 points at 67.29. And that's the NASDAQ is down about 0.3% right now at 22,889. Taking a look at our 10-year bond rate, we're up just a bit at 3.965% today. Gold price is down $31 at $4,078.10. Excuse me. Silver prices up 30 cents at 48 even. And taking a look at crypto, down across the board today. Bitcoin down over 4,000 at 107,876. Ethereum's down 167 at 38.40 today. The rest of the crypto market also down as well. Walmart says it's halting job offers to foreign candidates that need H-1B visas to work in the U.S. The foreign the policy change was announced on Tuesday. It comes after the Trump administration said they were imposing a $100,000 fee for visas for highly skilled workers. Well, millions of Americans will soon be impacted if the government shutdown doesn't end.
Funding for SNAP food assistance could run out very soon.
Should the federal government not fund the SNAP program for Texas by October 27th, no benefits would be issued on November 1st.
That's the San Antonio Food Bank chief, Eric Cooper. The acting administrator of SNAP says the nationwide program won't have enough money by the end of the month if the shutdown continues. Over 42 million low-income Americans use SNAP. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. Well, Netflix missed earning estimates for the third quarter. The streaming giant says their shortfall was a result of a dispute with Brazilian tax authorities. Revenue met expectations at $11.5 billion, but earnings per share were more than a dollar short. Also, Tesla reporting their earnings after the closing bell yesterday. Some analysts predicting that their stock could rise to the highest level since December based on those results. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling. including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants are backed by over 200 years of combined experience.
We've helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share.
With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs.
And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies to give your business an edge.
Let's make this a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station,
the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, or Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences.
Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call today to get started. Call Jeff Wayne at 8.
Then tap that app, the News Radio Pensacola app, and get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Well, we were talking before about it being the peanut allergies have improved because of exposure to peanuts, and they're dramatically down, and I did not realize, but it is, in fact, National Nut Day.
Oh, they're celebrating you. Oh, sorry.
Oh,
John.
Wow. No, this is nothing to do with the Fairhope No Kings protest.
Ba-ding.
There it is. All right. Mm-hmm. So, no, question for the day, 437-1620, 437-1620. I can go two different ways on this. I can go, I know what I want on that. Mixed nuts or a single kind of nut? What do you prefer?
You talking about people or food?
Well, you know, food. food
part right now.
No, okay. We all prefer mixed nuts when it comes to the people because they're fascinating. 437-1620. And if you want to say what you're, if you're a single nut person, then say what kind of nut you like to eat, you know, because you may have preferences. I assume you do. 437-1620, John. They offer you the bold mixed nuts. Are you picking certain ones out, or are you just, you know, whole fist in it, bunch of trail mix in your mouth?
No, I'm picking one
particular
out.
Ones. Which ones do you pick out?
Peanuts.
Really?
Wow.
That's why I was so excited.
They're the cheapest behind the Brazilian nut, which nobody wants, right?
I know, but I love peanuts.
Okay, so you'll pick out the peanuts out of the trail mix and steal the joy from somebody else?
Well, of course.
This is no longer a taste question. It's an ethics question. So,
well, of course.
You're there first, right? First come, first serve. Just like the beachfront property at Perdido Key, right?
Yes.
If you're there first with your chairs, tough for you, right? All right.
That's right.
Meg. Meg, who had no idea. Every day she comes in here.
Knowing
she wants to participate, but terrified about the fact that she wants to participate.
Because
so.
I never know what's going to happen.
437-1620 question of the day. Are you a handful of multiple mixed nuts, or are you a one kind of nut person? And do you really go to the mixed nuts and pull them out? I just don't eat mixed nuts usually. I'll go for the solo nut. It's my preference, but I'll get to there in a second. Meg?
I like cashews.
My wife loves cashews.
Love cashews, and my second pick would be honey roasted dry peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you like the honey? You like the sweetened
version?
Dry,
like I don't like regular peanuts. Like what is dry roasted?
Just regular dry roasted. Mm-hmm. I used to be so into the honey roasted,
And
now I've lost my
while.
Sweet tooth, so yeah. I just like the regular old dry roasted.
Number one is definitely cashews.
Cashews first. Okay.
Maybe pistachios, but
those
are typically
they
in
upset
mixed
her
nuts.
Belly when she eats too many of them. She
really?
Doesn't like that. Yeah, it's they're kind of extra oily or something. It doesn't, you know, but she loves like the first 10. Woohoo! After that, oh, I regret my life choices, you know. So
good.
That's her favorite one. For me, I'm not a mixed nuts. I don't know. I like the flavors separate. They each have such a distinct flavor. I like to enjoy it separately. When you put them all in your mouth together, it's one big, it's like, you know, goulash, nut goulash. I don't like that at all.
I agree.
But almonds are probably my favorites.
Oh,
I love almonds, just any kind. Not flavored necessarily, not salted, just unsalted, just normal raw almonds, naked almonds are great. I love pistachios.
Yeah, me too.
And I feel wrong. This goes back to the AI girlfriend thing. I feel wrong if they're shelled already.
Yes, like, it's not the same.
I need to do the work. It needs to not be fun a little bit, and then it's rewarding. It's like the crab legs. If you give me just a pile of crab meat, but you give me crab legs, I got to work at it, that's fun.
It's a whole different, yes, experience. Yeah. I like pecans in anything. Cookies.
Pecans are good.
Pecan pie. Mm-hmm.
Especially the like the fair pecans.
Yeah.
Oh, with the stuff and the sugar and the crystals and the cinnamon. And. Okay, John, you look like you wanted to say something. I don't want to interrupt you. Take away your...
Oh, no. No. No, I'm gonna keep my mouth shut for once.
Oh.
How's that feel?
It feels weird.
Awkward?
Yeah.
Uncomfortable, doesn't it? All right, you're trying a new skill. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives, John.
That's right. Still dealing with that one accident that happened on West 9 Mile Road and 8 Mile Creek Road. No roadblock associated with that. Just some minor delays with our good friends onlookers. Let's see here. I-10, I-110, they're all looking good. I'm not seeing any other delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Were you scolding or rewarding the onlookers?
I know.
Tell.
I was just wondering.
I don't know. How did you take it?
Our good friends, the onlookers. What did I miss?
Just leave it at that, I suppose. Hey, speaking of driving, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars, cars that are about a year to 4 years young, low miles, great condition. They're going to warranty all those cars to 10 years or 100,000 miles, so you know they're going to last you a long time. They're A-conditioned cars, you know, good cars. But also, go there and try a bunch of different things. I genuinely recommend, if you're looking for a minivan, let's say, you obviously want to try four or five different minivans. But I also recommend try a crossover or an SUV. Try maybe a truck, a pickup truck that you thought, I'll never own a pickup truck. Try it. And maybe you get done, you're like, that's why I don't want one. Or you'd be like, oh. And it fits a whole sheet of plywood. I mean, like, you know, who knows what your reaction will be? I don't know. It might confirm what you already believe. You might learn something new. Who knows? The cars are there. You can drive them. Make some fun out of it. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620. Question of the day, since it's National Nut Day, is do you prefer a mixed nuts or a solo specific kind of nut? If so, what kind? And when you, if you're a solo nut person, when you get the mixed nuts, like at a, I don't know, a party or in a box or whatever, do you sort them out, eat them one at a time? Do you... You know, take the red M&Ms out, you know, that kind of thing, whatever. 437-60, different question, but same principle. They don't taste, that is a different question for a different day we'll do. John, what you want to say?
Nothing, go ahead.
Twice?
Yeah.
You can't, like, turn on your mic and go to put your face in front of the little mic cover and then not say anything.
I'm good. I promise you. I'm good.
Somebody says mixed nuts are the best, even the Brazilian nut. Oh, look at you liking everybody, even the, you know, the...
Brazilians.
The ugly one. Mixed large can, heavy on pecans and cashews with a Sprite on the side. Yeah, I like the enthusiasm. So Don says, prefer single, possible exception for flavor pairing, smoked almonds and honey roasted almonds. But mix are good, but mixed by the end user, not the manufacturer. I like to mix it in my own ratio. So Carlos says, I prefer peanuts made into a creamy filling covered in chocolate, a.k.a. Reese's Pieces.
Oh, yes. They're so, have
that's
you tried
a whole
the Oreos?
Topic,
nuts
though.
With enhancements, as you
yeah,
might say.
Yeah, that's a whole nother. No, you didn't ask me about that. That's a whole nother topic.
Mixed nuts, but eat each type separately. Peanuts, pistachios, and boiled peanuts. Oh, I have recently, Mir says, the boiled peanuts. I find that I love the first four or five boiled peanuts. And then for
what?
The next 20, I'm still eating, and then after that, I'm regretting my life choices all over again. I mean, they're good, but it's a lot of work.
Oh, peanuts are amazing.
I know. Oh. I'm just saying. I love them in the beginning, and then I find myself, it's like all the nuts, right? You eat some, and you love it, and then you eat more, and you kind of, should I keep doing this? And then you do, and then, no, you don't like
you
boiled peanuts?
Oh, gosh,
way
no.
Too much.
I think that they're gross, smelly, soft, chewy.
Those are features, not problems.
Ew.
Do you like edamame? You know, the Japanese?
Not much.
Oh, well. Okay.
Everyone goes, all right. Oh, have some edamame. And I go, oh, okay. And I try it again. And again, I don't like it.
All right.
So I'm just.
Do you hate salt?
No.
Kind of seems like you hate salt.
Are we still talking about boiled peanuts?
We were. Okay, no. Back to the text.
Because y'all started saying a different
weird
language.
Weird things
and
Japanese.
Yeah, and Japanese and everything.
Cashews, somebody says, from a mixed bunch, but I probably would rather have roasted pecans or boiled peanuts. And somebody says, I love deep fried salted peanuts. I don't even know what that is, but that sounds fantastic.
Sounds really good.
Like a fair, battered?
Sounds like a fair item.
Is it? They're not battered. Are they battered?
That's a great
idea. I have follow-up questions. Because, I mean, you could just theoretically throw them in the oil and they'd cook a certain way. I'm curious to try that. I don't know if that's any good. But
have you ever tried smoked peanuts?
I don't know.
Smoked almonds.
Sound familiar?
We tried almonds, that in our smoker. They're so good.
Smoked almonds are delicious.
Great. Now we got to go home and do peanut cooking all day. Somebody says spicy hot-boiled peanuts are the best. Yeah, I like ones with lots of different flavor, but then it's more the eating for the flavor rather than for the peanut. But I don't know. Either way. So that's it. We're done. 437-1620. If you want to weigh in on anything, you're welcome always to play. I'm Andrew McKay.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Think all art festivals are the same? Think Foo Foo Fest in Pensacola isn't your scene? Think you've heard all the music before, or that local theater is predictable? Well, foo around and find out. If you think you're not up for random adventures, can't be surprised anymore, or don't believe you can make memories around every corner, foo around and find out at Foo Foo Fest in Pensacola, Florida, October 30th through November 10th, 2025. Visit foofoofest.com to learn more.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Is that why you've strapped a bomb to your chest?
Oh, this isn't a bomb. These are road flares.
Road flares? Did you live under power lines as a kid or something? Why?
Good morning, 8:52 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. What else do we have? Oh, this is a good story out of Gulf Breeze. This is kind of a cool thing. We've got a gymnast from Gulf Breeze, a guy who is going to be competing in the World Trampoline Gymnastics Competition. How about that? Trampoline, you probably know more as an Olympic sport or, you know, because like if you go to Sky Zone or something, you know, it's not quite the same. Usually there, they discourage you from doing some of that stuff.
Fun.
But have you ever watched real Olympic
trampolining? No.
Oh, dude. Think of the difference between if you go to the pool.
Right.
Actually, if you go to the backyard pool, okay, and there's some dude who does a cannonball. It's probably you. Okay? You do a cannonball. Or maybe even a dive. Okay? And then you've certainly seen Olympic diving from like the 5-meter platform or the 3-meter board, mm-hmm. and they do 4 somersaults and a twist and a right. Okay. The difference between backyard pool and Olympic diving is the same difference between you on the circular trampoline with the little broken pieces that everybody has in their front yard that they don't use very often because that's what happens to trampolines.
Right.
They just fall into decay. That and Olympic trampolining, where you'd go up in the air and do. Again, you know, 3 or 4 rotations, a pike, a plank. It's crazy what they do. And they go like 30 feet in the air, 40 feet in the air.
Oh, it's amazing.
I don't know how, but they do it. Anyway, so we got a kid from Gulf Breeze.
That's awesome.
17-year-old West Fowler is going to be going to Spain for the World Trampoline Gymnastics Championships to represent Team USA on the double mini trampoline and tumbling. I don't know what that means, but, that sounds fantastic. So kudos. Good luck. Hope you do well. 437-1620. The Army wants to break ground on micro-reactors on a U.S. base by 2027. Remember we talked about this before, that nuclear power is a really good source of energy. We've been using nuclear power small scale on subs and aircraft carriers for 50 years, right? And I've always wondered, why don't we have more small-scale nuclear, and why don't we have more nuclear in general? Because it's extremely safe, super reliable. Anyway, they've been talking about putting them on bases, because the base then wouldn't need external power, at least theoretically. You know, think of NAS Pensacola with a small nuclear reactor on it would be kind of the end state here. And the Army says that they want to do this by 2027. They want to test it out and see if they can, I guess, kind of duplicate what the Navy has been doing for years on board its aircraft carriers, but do it on an actual installation on a base, and then just kind of see where it goes, which I, you know, I'm all for it. Oh, John, I know you're big into military tech. You kind of just, you're a nerd.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd. You're a little kid at heart. there's a drone-killing robot available that's been ordered. Engineers, a defense startup, built the thing. It's called the Bullfrog. I don't think it's the same one that we were talking about recently where you could mount it easily on the back of a pickup truck and then you could basically convert regular guns into the anti-drone. This is something that's built on its own to be this. Allen Control Systems builds it. Low-cost remote weapon system to combat the existential drone problem of the 21st century, which militaries will face. Uses AI to track, detect, and shoot down unmanned aerial systems. And when you're not fighting drones, you can date it. Because it's AI.
Oh, my gosh.
Ask it to tell you reassuring things.
I will blow it out of the sky.
Oh, this is the one that's compatible. It says it is the one that's compatible with commonly used weapons by the military, like the M240. Okay, so maybe it is the same system. Well, the reason I brought this up, the reason it was funny, is because they ordered some. And it showed up. What color would you expect it to be? Tan?
Green?
Olive? Yeah. Black?
Yeah.
How about hot pink?
I was just about to say that. So I was like, that'd be great.
Or at least it's like rose pink metallic, known as rose gold. So
Wow. The
drone-killing bullfrog showed up. And the reason they say is because the order specified that color by mistake. They put in the wrong code for the color and they did what the order said. And so now we've got a bunch of these, you know, rose gold drone killing devices. And he says, look, if Southern Command wants it in rose gold, that's available.
Wow.
I think the Saudis and the Emiratis might buy the rose gold because it's decorative for their Isuzus or whatever. I just think it's hilarious. The bullfrog uses, it's kind of like a fashion accessories, you know, for the girl who's got everything. What do you get her? A pink camo Hummer with a, you know, H2 maybe. And you mount the rose gold bullfrog on the back to defend her in those dicey desert situations. It's great. Oh, man. 437-1620. Oh, new concerns about artificial turf. Yeah. This is... So, remember we had the conversation about the $25 million being used to renovate the fields on 9 Mile that I still think is a mistake, but move on. There is a growing field of concerns about artificial turf itself. Not the heat, although that's a concern. Not the chemicals, although that's a concern. It's that the turf monster. It's the idea that the artificial turf catches your body in ways you don't expect and leads to increased injuries or makes the injuries you would have had worse. Because it catches your cleats worse or catches your toes or your ankles or whatever. So people are saying that kids are saying particularly that, you know, look, it caught my, you know, the turf played a role in my injury. This orthopedic, physical therapist in Seattle, Zach Smith, this is an article by NBC News, says the artificial turf is great for performance. You know, you're fast, you can jump high, but bad for joints. He says, despite industry assurance that the surfaces are safe and non-toxic, skeptics think that the crumb rubber, the little black pellets, contain petroleum compounds, metals, even trace amounts of lead. Environmental experts warn that these materials can transfer to the skin or become airborne. But the safety really... listen, there are other people on the other side who think they're fine, think it's great, love them, think it's wonderful. I don't really... I haven't played enough on artificial turf to know. John, you used to coach kids sports.
Yeah.
Thought? No. Any thoughts?
I still don't like it.
You think it's more injury prone?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And I've seen it firsthand. So.
Yeah. So, and I always wonder how you clean them. Because, you know, natural perks, the contaminants and things would perk through, but I don't know that artificial. I'm sure there's a way. It's not a new concern, I would think. But so heat, toxicity, and more importantly, injuries. And like I said, I don't have a strong view on this, but It is a view that's out there. Hey, if you need to buy or sell a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can take care of you with that. I was just talking with Christina yesterday, and one of the things she told me is it's really common for people to have even multiple realtors not able to sell their house. And they've just taken over a couple of houses recently under contract. Had like one had five different realtors, couldn't get it sold. They got it turned around real quick. No problem. They know how to solve these problems. They know how to get your home sold. And she can take care of you for it. They do it all the time. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.